The mission of Traverse Connect is to advance the economic vitality of the Grand Traverse region through the growth of family-sustaining careers. Its vision is by 2030, the Grand Traverse region be a diversified economic destination of choice powered by growth-oriented enterprises, providing competitive total compensation to match the world-class quality of life. There is a world-class quality of life, and Mike asked you, our guest, Mandy Santieri, who is the CFO for Traverse Confection. I'm so hungry. CEO of Traverse Connection here on our Pure Michigan tour. And someone just, you just said, people must say, oh, you're so lucky to live in Traverse City. Mm-hmm. And you said, well, they are more now than before.
Yes, yeah.
I growing up in Monroe, I always thought Traverse City would be a great place to live.
Well, people have never heard of it before. So, but we are getting, the word's getting out and people are coming. So.
Oh, my goodness. It never occurred to me that there are people in Michigan that might never have heard of Traverse City. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fabulous that, of course, the word is out. Tell us, in fact, about Traverse Connect and its role in this region.
Yes, of course. So Traverse Connect is the regional economic development organization, and we serve Antrim, Benzie, Grand Traverse, Kalkaska, and Leelanau counties. We provide support to businesses in all stages of growth, including startups and new businesses, businesses working on growth and expansion, and larger companies looking for new markets, relocation, or expansion, especially those in the blue economy sector. One way we do this is through our Michigan's Creative Coast program, which is our region's talent attraction and relocation services, which has a job board, resume sharing capabilities, and access to regional ambassadors to help individuals with their career, housing, networking, and other things as they consider a move here to Traverse City.
The blue economy you just referred to, is that people who are making their living off the waterways?
Yes, essentially, but in research and industry and innovation. So
tell me more about this blue economy and what it looks like in the Traverse region.
So Grand Traverse region is well positioned to be the global epicenter for freshwater research. We are located right in the center of Great Lakes, and we hold 21% of the world's freshwater. So our local community college, Northwestern Michigan College, offers the country's first ever associate's degree in freshwater studies and the first in Michigan community college bachelor's degree in marine technology.
Hmm.
So and recently, through a collaboration with Northwestern Michigan College, Michigan Tech University, 20 Fathoms, Traverse Connect, and others, we are building a freshwater research and innovation center, which is located at Discovery Center and Pier in Traverse City, right on Lake Michigan. So it's going to house research, development, and business incubation for new technology businesses and everything from sensors and robotics to e-marine and outdoor recreation.
That's fabulous. Mandy Santieri is with us, CFO, Traverse Connection, on our Pure Michigan tour.
It's actually Traverse Connect.
That's okay. Traverse, I'll just take off the... T-I-O-N.
We make connections. But.
Okay. I appreciate that, Traverse Connect. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, when we would think of outdoor recreation in Michigan, you certainly would think about Traverse City. Its access to boating, swimming, Lake Michigan, the Sleeping Bear Dunes, maybe the picture-perfect inland lakes and rivers. There are some interesting developments that we probably don't know about that somebody who is the CFO of Traverse Connect can probably tell us about.
I can. So, last spring, Traverse Connect partnered with the Office of Future Mobility and Electrification with the state of Michigan for the Fresh Coast Maritime Challenge. This is a first-in-its-kind program in the United States to provide grants for sustainable maritime transportation for commercial and recreational boating activities and marinas. We continue to drive the electric boating industry forward with global corporate relationships and leaders like Elk Rapids Marina, hosting the largest e-marine event with Aqua Superpower, the leading manufacturer of marine fast chargers. So,
marine fast chargers. Boy,
mm-hmm.
Obviously they paid attention to what was happening in the auto industry and said, we better get fast chargers on the docket quick.
Yes. Yeah, and some other interesting. So in 2022, there was a survey done. We found that in our 10 counties, northern Michigan, there's over 4,700 workers employed in outdoor recreation, and $1.2 billion is contributed to our gross regional product from outdoor recreation. So,
yeah, we would think that would be a big part of everything here. I mean, that's what we think about. But and when you think of Michigan, the state of Michigan as a whole, you do think of, obviously, autos, manufacturing. But you may not be, I'm certainly not as familiar with what manufacturing looks like up here, up north. What is Traverse Connect doing in that sector?
So we have a long history of agriculture and food production up here, including Shorts, as well as Cherry Republic, Sara Lee Frozen Bakery, and then several wineries, such as Mauby, Chateau Grand Traverse, Chateau Chantel, Bonobo Winery, and just many, many more.
Traverse City Pie Company.
Yes, the Pie Company, yeah. So this year we partnered with the Grand Traverse Area Manufacturing Council and created a joint membership for our manufacturers in our area. And we just last week held our Northern Michigan Manufacturing Summit, which brought together regional manufacturers and leaders from our region to discuss importance of education and training of the next generation. So how do we get those things in front of the kids at an early age?
So Mandy Sintieri, CFO, Traverse Connect, is there something important coming up that we'd want to tell our listeners about that you would maybe like them to come up if there's some kind of a convention or gathering or meeting that they might not know about that maybe you can tell them?
Well, gosh, the summer's coming, so there's many golf outings to attend.
That's true. Yeah, no shortage of golf courses either.
Right, golf courses. Yeah, I mean, I would just say come up and see the water and enjoy the boating and everything we have to offer.
I hope no one takes for granted this view we have from Shorts Pole Barn, the East Grand Traverse Bay. Look at that. I mean,
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And it, unfortunately, if it's there all the time and you don't remember to keep looking at it and enjoying it, I hope that never happens to you. You're from Traverse City, right?
I am from Traverse City, and I'm grateful for it. So,
well,
yeah.
Very good. Very good. Mandy Sintieri, CFO of Traverse Connect. Thanks for telling us about Traverse Connect. How do we get in touch with Traverse Connect? What do we do?
You can visit our website at traverseconnect.com.
Easy.
Very easy, yep.
Traverse Connect. .com. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. It's our 21st annual Paul W. Smith WJR Pure Michigan Tour as we continue.